Well, we're still live on Rise FM in 60 minutes, and let's shift focus now. We talked to some of the residents here in the Paliseng local municipality. I'm joined in by Unkosana Wagam Gomezul, is among the community leaders and activists here in the Paliseng local municipality. I've interacted with him several times. You know, the first time is also it was around the issues of Section 106 here in this local municipality. It also goes to the protest that was led early this year or late last year, following the conversation I had with the MM about the state of water. So we're reflecting with him around the state of the municipality now. And what do you make of the state of this particular local municipality in Kosana? Good evening, and thank you so much for your time.
Good evening, Musa, and the viewers at home. Musa, honestly speaking, we are still experiencing the very same problem we have been raising. And MM, Executive Mayor, the entire council, they don't want to listen to the resident. We are trying to resolve issues amicably. They are giving us a middle finger as the community, because they know very well that nobody will hold them accountable. And, you know, the sad part is that corruption, it is continuing at the Paliseng. It's a widespread. You know, they are looting, they are doing as they please. There's no development, there's nothing. You know, they are even failing to attend important issues. Recently, there was a SLP that was held in Grellingstad in Toran. You know, they didn't even inform the communities what was happening. So these people, their intentions are clear, is to steal without being interrupted. And it is very bad. And some of these issues, even if we raise to relevant people in legislature, more especially in province, district, nobody wants to listen to us. Understand? So we have a better way, us as the community members, to resolve these issues. We have election next year. We know what to do. We are determined, we are going to rescue the Paliseng. We will make sure that the Paliseng will be in a good hands and provide a necessary service that needs to be given to the community.
Since the last time on the issues of water, particularly the state of water, I know that, you know, when I was talking to the MM then, he was indicating to me that there's been several interventions. But what seems to be then the status on the ground? You know, what sort of quality are people drinking in terms of the water that they do access into their taps?
Mosa, the situation of water, it's still bad. And there's no sign that it will, you know, change, you know, very soon. The best thing is to make sure, you know, for example, Ulwazi Qindi, where he's coming from, where he was working, you know, he was embroiled in corruption issues. And the very same municipality, you know, employed him again. You know, you can't bring a constitutional delinquent from where he was, and the relationship with the municipality, it was bad. So we are not expecting anything from him, and there's no any other way, you know, he's going to change the situation of water, because to him, it is all about corruption. But like I said to you, we have a solution. We are not going to allow hooligans, criminals, and the leaders who are procrastinating and who are facetious to preside over our affairs. We are not going to allow that. You know, the only solution that we are going to do is to punish them next year and show them that we mean business, we are serious, we must be taken serious. People are voting. People are not voting to be used for corruption.
Normally we use the DDM model. You know, what has been the district's involvement, particularly the Gabsebande District Municipality? You know, have you written to the municipal manager there? Have you written to the executive mayor there? You know, what seems to be their intervention in trying to address some of these issues that you are raising now?
Musa, I personally called District Mayor Walter Mngomezulu. You know, if you talk about one of the most incompetent leaders, you talk about Walter Mngomezulu. That guy, he's not a good listener. He can't even give you a chance to tell him what is happening in the Pali saying. If you are the principal of corruption, you're not going to listen to people. I believe with the issues that has been happening in the Pali saying, the issues never started with the issue of water. It started way back with the electrical infrastructure that is being keep on sabotaging Ward 3. I reported the matter to him, and he was not willing to attend to that matter up until I wrote an email to presidency in Union Building, and that's when they were given an instruction to act on the issue of electrical infrastructure. On top of that, that situation emanates from the lack of commitment to an agreement they had with ESCOM to pay ESCOM. I believe that they are owing ESCOM more than 100 million. With Itenya Kethiwe Miyeketsi, the current MEC of Agriculture, she was an executive mayor at the Pali saying, during her tenure, nothing was paid to ESCOM. You ask yourself, what is it that she was doing? And it clearly shows that Kethiwe Miyeketsi, issue yakhe was all about the corruption. Right now, she is driving a bus which is allegedly suspected that it was bought with a corruption money, because she failed to produce the necessary proof and the necessary document to then the Premier of Mpumalanga, Urifile Mtsweni Tsipane, when she requested her to produce the evidence. And she failed to do that. And we are attending the matter. We are going to get into the bottom of it, and we are going to deal with it. At the end of the day, we need a solution to all the problems that we have at the Pali saying.
Yeah, let's talk about 2026, right? Earlier on in the onset of our conversation, you mentioned that you're going to punish the ANC. Is this then a call to form some sort of, you know, an organization that will contest those elections? Are you having interest in contesting those elections? What seems to be, you know, the way forward around those issues?
Look, Musa, I will safely say I'm not interested in any position. I've been advocating for a better policy. We are prepared to forge a certain unity that is going to restore the credibility of this community. If it means we need to belong somewhere to rescue this community, punishing ANC, that's what we are going to do, Mos. And we are prepared to do so. We are not scared. They've threatened, you know, I've been threatened, you know, I've been, my name has been tarnished, you know, so many things have been said about me. I am not scared. I'm prepared. Next year, we are going to do the right thing. We must rescue this community. This community deserves to be better, and this community deserves to be counted amongst the good communities that will definitely provide a good service to the community. Remember, Musa, that municipality is the only institution people have and believe in, that's where we are going to get a service delivered. With the way things are happening, that municipality, it is only employing criminals. It is only employing hooligans. Who doesn't want to be held accountable? Whoever who wants to come at the palisade to loot, oh yes, because Ukethiwe opened a pipeline for corruption. This thing started Ukethiwe wavula line ye corruption, and province at this present moment, but she still dictates terms in our municipality, and which it's a worrisome, we understand. So the leadership that is here cannot decide for themselves what is the best interest of this community, Idi Pali saying. They are failing to do so.
Nkosana, let's park it here for this engagement. And yeah, we'll definitely revisit some of the things. And I hope that I did send out communication to the municipality's communication to schedule the mayor or even the MM when we are here to also have interactions with them. Should I have and get hold of them, I'll definitely pose some of the questions or some of the sessions you've made here and maybe hear from them. But nonetheless, my brother, I really want to thank you so much for making time and coming to just have a chat with us.
Thank you very much, Musa.